disclaimer before the show. I seldom do this, but I'm making a little disclaimer. I don't mean to come in the shir to paskin halachas. It's just doesn't mean that I don't hold to what I'm saying, but you'll see exactly where what I'm driving at and what I'm not driving at. This sugya has an obvious problem, which I heard that some of you had raised during the course of the shir, during the course of the sugya when you learned it in the afternoon. The Gemara begins with Abaye, who understands that there is a difference between an Amma that is 5 Tfachim and an Amma that is 6 Tfachim. And eventually the Gemara develops into Rav Mishmeid Rav Nachman Amar Kol Amos Bama Bashisha Ela Halolu Seichikos Bahalolu Atzebos. So it seems from Rava that the Maskana Sasugya, passing like Rava, it's Maskana Sasugya, it's not one of the Yal Kagam, is that we say that all Amos are indeed 6 Tvachim, and there is a chiluk between Amos that some are Atzebos and some are Seichikos. The Gemara does not go through the same shakla v'tarya did before. And there's a machlokes, Rambam and Rashba, as to how to understand that lack of shakla v'tarya. The Rambam understands that the same halachas and the same rules that the Gemara was saying by Abaye are still in place over here with Rava. Namely, that in every case, whether it be, the Gemara talks about three different cases, specifically it talks about Sukkah, Mavoi, and Kilayim. We have to go lechumra in every case concerning the halachas of those cases. So for example, in Mavoi, when you're dealing with the height, it's obviously a chumra to make smaller the amas. Because you're saying even 20 amas, which is a smaller shear, is going to be possible kol shechin when it's bigger. When you go the other way, when you're measuring the height of 10 tfachim, so you will argue that indeed measuring them in a larger shear is going to be obviously the chumrah, because you want to say that it's going to be possible even if it's that height, it's going to be higher. So sometimes the amos are going to be seichikos, and sometimes they're going to be atzebos. That's what comes out of this sugya. According to the Rashba, not 100%. The Rashba says the reason why the Gemara doesn't go through the shakla v'tarya is because it understands a chiddush. It's saying a statement. When it comes to Mavoi and Sukkah, we cheshbon according to most of the cases where the Chumra is going to be in Atzeivos, so therefore there the Shir is Atzeivos. When it comes to Kilai, most cases the Chumra will be Seichikos, so therefore we say Seichikos. But either way, no matter how you cheshbon, there's an inherent problem. There's a rule in Kol HaTorah Kula that we always say Safik Derabanan L'Kula. And over here, Mavoi certainly is a Pashtus Edin Derabanan. How then does the rule not apply if Safik Derabanan L'Kula? We're going L'Chumra in every case. Why should that be true? Why is that the case? That would seem to be an inherent problem. It's not my kasha, it's your question. And it was asked much earlier. I found it in the Oyle Shabbos, which is about 450 years ago, almost 500 years ago. And he leaves it Pitzarachian, doesn't understand what the Rishad is. Now the Prima Godim, he really is asking that. He brings the Oyle Shabbos. I don't have an Oyle Shabbos on my computer, so I had to suffice with the Prima Godim who deals with the issue. And he goes a step further. He wants to know, based on that, Ayen Oyle Shabbos. The Yesh Lemer, the Yesh Oyd Sofek, Mitzdarf, and the Sveik Sveika. L'cher, if you had another Sofek, he says, maybe you could find it Sad Kula, it should be a Sveik Sveik, and he leaves that also with Tzarechim. So we have, essentially, a few Tzarechims. You know, the idea here is, if it's indeed Nidin Sofek, then why are we here? Don't we apply the rule always of Sofek Derabon and L'Kula over here? We are saying Safik Derabanan indeed is L'chum. Question one. Question two is another problem, because we find something else. In Hilchoy Shabbos, it says, Kol Adam Yeshle Dalaramis, I'm quoting the Tur, but same thing in Shulchan Aruch, Kol Adam Yeshle Dalaramis Brishu Sarabim, Shochel Ataltal Behem. All of a sudden, the halacha is a person can carry Dalai Lamas and Shusa Rabbah, and here all of a sudden, we're going with the larger shear, Marvachas. Why doesn't it follow the rules all the time that we say, Lechomra, and also here we should say that Bedavka, we should minimize the amount they should be able to carry. Why are they Marvachas? They should be Mitzvotzomos. That's another major problem and another major tzarich here. So, two problems. Number one is, why by Mavoi are we going Lechomra? Number two, why on Shabbos, which is clearly Daraisa, it's Chomer Moed, it's Karis, here we're going Lekula? What happened? What happened to the rules? Okay. We're going to minimize that for a little while. I'm going to go on to something else, and then maybe we'll come back to that with Behem Shechadrach. As you saw, I took you on Ad Shiyadi Magas. I mean, I just, every sugya that I thought could be relevant, I tried to put on that sheet. If I missed one or two and I quote them, I hope you'll be Michael me. I just went as far as my head could go and as I was making up the sheet. But I think you saw mostly everything. And let me share with you this basic issue. The famous Tzlach's Kasha. The Velt knows the famous Tzlach's Kasha. Tzlach said that when he measured the shear of a mikvah, we have the shear of a mikvah as being, what is it, amalama by gimalamas. And then he measured, And then he measured it in terms of beitzim. He took beitzim. Gemara tells us in Psachim, let me read out that Gemara for just a moment. Gemara says, So the Gemara says two things. The Gemara first of all tells you in cubic lengths, in cubic distances, how do you say cubic meters? What the size of a mikvah would be. And then the Gemara actually shares with you a volume shear. V'shiru chachamim, the chachamim made the shear may mikvah abayim seh. They said it's a shear abayim seh. Now, it's very easy to measure abayim seh in numbers that we can measure because we all know the rule. You guys know this? Everybody knows this. Askalab gudu, you know what I'm talking about? Askalab gudu, everybody learned that. You learned that in Cheder already. So in the Cheshvan of Asklav Gudu, you figure we know how many saw. There are six kabim in a saw. There are four lugan in a kab. There are six beitzim in a loig. Well, I made the Cheshvan before, and it came out to 5,760 beitzim. You take 5,760 beitzim, you ought to have the volume of the mikvah. Yitzlach says he did it. And it didn't work. Huh? I'm assuming he did them whole. I'm assuming he did them whole. Huh? I don't know how he did it. He says, V'chayiv ha-mitzvah b'shaito, V'laylo zu tzrichen lechol kazayis matzvi namar, V'lishtes min arba kaisis, V'vish al teret tzorech, Ani levayir shira kazayis, V'shir revis, Ma sh'oyle l'daitish, Nisbar li moife shu, Sh'loi kadibri shulchan aruch. Huh? Well, he did all that. He did it in smaller amounts. He did everything. And when it came out, it didn't work. And how can it be? How come the shear, when you cheshben ois, the shear of the beitzim, doesn't stem with the shear of the size of the mikvah? And his maskana is that niskatnu a beitzim. The mitzias changed. Beitzim have gotten smaller from the time of Chazal. And based on that, he wants to understand that, in fact, the correct shear of Beitzim must be larger. The shear of Beitzim that's represented in the Torah is a larger shear than what we have today. And I'd kind of turn. This is the premise of the Shita of the Chazon Ish. He's working with the Shita of the Tzlach. And based on that shear of the shita of the tzlach, it comes out a certain shear. It comes out with a shear of the amma. He says that he measured the shear amma, which you can do right here. I wrote along a key ingredient. On my finger, it comes out to 2.4. You guys can measure your own if you want afterwards. I actually get 2.4. I'm a nice medium person. Maybe 2.5. It depends. Depends how you measure. Could be 2.5, could be 2.4. Somewhere in that area. I may be fatter than others, huh?
It's not fair. You're like 6'3".
I hear. Your fingers get fatter when you're tall.
I see.
6'4 boots was counting. Maybe I got smaller. Okay, anyway. But anyway, based on that, so he comes out with a shear, he makes the cheshbonis, and he gives us a shear of a beitzim, which is larger, and we come out, blah, 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 to the revis, the famous revis of 150. The problem is, he was not the first to notice this. This shinui. And everyone knows it as the slach's kasha. The kasha was raised already by Paiskim. I gave you one tshuva. It was the tshuva in the tashbits. If you look in the tashbits inside, you will see that he had a problem. The shir mikvah didn't shtim with the shiurim of beitzim, etc., etc. And he tells us at the end of the tshuva, we'll go now to the last few lines. He says, he says, indeed, that the shear of the mikvah should be made larger. In fact, they had mikvahs that were of a smaller shear. The mikvahs must be made larger. Don't be chayshish that it's going to be laz said on Friya de Kederis. Ki minugu lahoysi v'ligroyla fitzerech hasho, v'en kan zilusa de ve'dina, v'lichsev inish b'hai alma, v'lichsev b'alma de'osi. No one's going to be embarrassed, not in this world, not the next world. This is very important. It says two things. Kishiyesh ne shirin lefanenu bilti shavim. Roy lahachri b'shal Torah. Number one, he says, like many Paiskim say, have said today, you know, they say, ben derais be machmir. So he says, here in Mikvos, the din derais, you have to be machmir. V'chen b'teisefta the Mikvos, armo kol shu mi din teira, v'shiru be divrei seifim, holchen b'sveiku l'achmir, v'chol shichenim shiru gam ken be divrei teira. So he says, here, it's be din teira, we have to be machmir. Now, the Tashbitz does not offer the solution that the Beitim have gotten smaller. Doesn't offer any solution at all, in fact. He just simply tells me you have to assume a larger shear. Both this issue of the Tashbitz was dealt with by the Beis Yosef in Agudas Reichel. I wrote down what siman it's in, I believe. Afkas Reichel, I'm sorry, what did I say? Afkas Reichel. The Afkas Reichel, siman lamed Beis, I think. And it is in the Shalos and Shuvas Mabit, siman kuf mem Beis. There's a series of shuvas over there. Both are dealing with incredible story, a similar story like this, where there was the mikveh in the town, doesn't say what city it was, maybe it was Tfas, I don't know, or maybe nearby, and somebody, a rav, comes from outside the town, and there was big political issues between the different, tziburim, the different, Sephardim, from here, from there, from different places, and they, I think maybe Greeks and Turks, I don't know exactly what the different politics was, and this rav comes in, and he says, that this mikvah is too small, and he tells the Mabit that it's too small, and the Mabit comes with this rav to look at the mikvah, and they decide they're going to do it at night when nobody can see because they don't want to start up, and of course they're seen, and all of a sudden there's a massive hullabaloo in the whole town with the Rabbanim, Rapasner, and Mikvos, etc., etc. So both the Mabit and Beis Yosef go out of their way to try to figure out how things are going to work out. In the end, they also say they have to be machmir, and there's a line, a very important line that's added there. When there's a stira, it says between mishkal and mita. I'll explain in a moment. It says we're always going to follow the mita. Perish hadvar. Those mikvos weren't oiske cheshmit specifically in terms of beitzim. Done a little differently. They were going with the shita sarama. Peshitas HaRambam is mentioned in Maseches Eduyos.
Who's going to the Rambam?
They were measuring according to the Rambam. Those who were trying to be machshir the mikveh were claiming that they had measured it according to the Rambam. And the Rambam tells us that a beitza or a vias haloig was karoiv in water to karoiv to 27 darham. Darham was a coin of use at the time in Mitzrayim, in the time of the Rambam, and he measured, he took a certain shear of weight of darhams, and says, if you have a volume equaling this weight of water, equaling this weight of darhams, you're going to get the shear of a beitza. If you multiply that out, you get a certain number. You're going to get the number of darhams that we mentioned before. And based on that number, you're going to get the shear that we have come to. In fact, Chaim Noah writes that the darhami claims was a coin that was still in use in the Turkish world everywhere in his time. It's not that long ago, time of the Chazanish. And he says that a darham weighed 3.2 grams. So if you times, you guys can take out your calculators. I have one on my phone. I guess you guys do too. I think you do 3.2. And we'll times it by 27. What do we get? Lo and behold, 86.4. So the shear here works out perfectly to 86.4. So says Reb Chaim Noah, this is a proof to my shear that the correct shear is 86. And based on this, he runs with the Amas, etc., etc., and cheshvans the mice. Now, the Beis Yosef says, when I did the Amas, it didn't work. They were much greater than the shear of the Rambam. And he doesn't understand it. Beis Yosef just makes a statement, you still follow the Amma by Amma, Gimel Amma. Mabit says the same thing. He tries to claim that the water of the Rambam was maybe heavier, I think he says, or it had dirt in it. It wasn't as clean as our water. He has different himself. It's a very long tshuva, you can see there. In the very long, several tshuvas, end of the day, you follow. No one suggested that the Beitzim were smaller. But they suggested that something's wrong. If something's wrong, you still have to follow the Sheik to the Amma. What's going on? What's going on? What is this machlokes? And I want to emphasize something. The Rambam be'emtza hadvarim, he in both in Eduyos and in Chala, he keeps going. He doesn't only tell you the shear in darhams, and tells you he cheshben all that out, and he came out to that's how he measured the size of the revis, which is like the Gemara says in Sochim, two etzmai by two etzmai. And according to the Rambam, the shear worked perfectly. So, something's wrong. The Rambam is claiming that the Amas worked according to his shear that he made on the Derhams. The Paiskim, both the Tashbits, the Agudas, the Afkas Reichel, the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit, all saying it doesn't work. What is going on? Now, in the Hemshech HaDvarim, in both places, Shir and Shelter and everything, Raya's back and forth, they all seem to fit, they all seem to work. What is going on? What's the issue? Now, you may have noticed before that. You may have noticed, did anybody get to the end of the sheet? Wasn't I hiding this at the end of the sheet? I want to show you two things. Number one, there are two tshuvas hagayinim. Not one, I found two. One tshuva is from Rav Haigon. It's in several places. It's quoted a lot. It's even the Oitzer Gainim and Erevin. I think it's on Daf Pei Beis. Here, the Gainim make an interesting statement. They go through the whole shear. He explains the shear. And he writes the following. Did you guys get to see this? Don't all answer once. Okay. Ulakach nitna hatera shear bebeitzim uva peiros. Shadivrei seifrim al har Sinai nitnu kidexiv aleim kichol advarim lefisha beitzim vaperis nimtzoim b'chol mokom. They're everywhere. Kigalui v'yadua lifnei mi she'omar v'ayhoya ha'olam she'yisrael ha'sidin li'spazir b'na umayis u'mishkalonu b'dosan she'yu b'mei maisha she'vayishasif alein b'eretz Yisrael ein nishmarim lehem. Chazal knew that someday Klaius was going to be expanded, go sent out all over the Golas, and the numbers and the Midas would be lost. The Midas mishtanu b'deres v'medinois she'bechol dar v'dar. They're going to change everywhere. They always cheshben midos. Sherei shogaloi boinius, the Rebbe, I don't know what that means exactly. Nami kissed these are different shiurim. I don't know exactly what they are. Davis b'tzipur, he was in tzipur. V'tzimat v'kamaisa, the Rebbe Yechonin, Davis yisera aldo, riva. V'gam rav shir kaba milugo lepischa. The midas changed. Listen to this. They don't change. He said, the shear, batesmen, and pears go according to the Daitel Shel Roya. Listen to those words. And then he says a statement. It's about 72 ounces, whatever that is. Now, they're making a very strong statement. First of all, they actually make the statement that the pears and batesmen don't change. They're almost saying an edus. They don't change over the dirs. Chazal gave the shear for a reason. They gave the shear because it was shear that was going to last all through the dirs. I do know, based on the in Pompeii, which was covered by volcanic ash in 79, there were eggs there found, there were zeisim found, they're exactly the same shear that we have today. There are olive pits all over the place in different places, and all the olives seem to be the same shear and the same size of the olives that we have today. Nothing seems to have changed. So, let's leave the tzlach for a moment. But what's going on? Taisvis in Menachos, very innocent Taisvis, the bottom of the Amud, two lines from the bottom. The Meseches Zvachim, Arba Begudel, Mar is giving a shir. Shirman, and these are shirman that are concerned tzitzis. Meseches Zvachim, Perakodshe Kadoshim, Katani, Dekevish Shel Mizbech, Hayeshalish Amos, three Amos, Umechza, the Etzba, Ushlish Etzba, Bezachrusay. This the Mefarshi Hossam, the Kesher Haetzba Kama Hazachrus. This the Garasi Bezachrusai, Hainu Rishoinis. Vahacha de la Mefarish Midi Tzarachim. There are two possibilities of how to measure the Zachrus. You can measure from the joint, or you can measure from the head, from the top. Now, my trusty ruler. When you measure here, I can hand it out to you guys so you can see, I get on my finger approximately 2.4, maybe 2.5. When I measure at the top of my finger, I actually get about 1.8. Now, just as a quick sideline, I have here, ever see this Sefer? Came out many, many years ago. I don't know if it's still available. This was written by a father-in-law of Guy Schliff. Anybody know who Guy Schliff is? He's a cheder in Kiryat Sefer. No? Anyway, as Rafal Walton told me, you have to be a guy to know what he's talking about. It is full of midas. He went around and did all the legwork and measured all the coins. He claims, as others have claimed, that even though Rav Chaim Na measured 3.2 with the darham, the darhams in the time of the Rambam, he got at around 2.8 or 2.9. He measured from three different times. He says he got from the year 698 to 865, Lenoitzrim, and he got a different shear. So when you measure there, you're going to get a shear of under 80. You're going to get a shear under 80, which approximates, comes very close to 1.8, 1.9, the head of the finger. So I submit the following. The Tashbitz clearly, he says in the Tshuva, measured here. Look in the Beis Yosef, they all measured here. The Daiti, the answer is simple. The Rambam measured here. And that's why you got a smaller shear. That's the whole difference. When the Rambam made his cheshbon, he made the cheshbon here. The others simply made the cheshbon here. Tosfos in Menachos doesn't know how to make the shear. He leaves it with Tzarachim. You have on the shear the Shem Reish Beis of Mordechai. Some say the gears of the toes. It might be the Marami Rottenberg who says Beferish and Shuva. He says Svara tells you you measure the thumb at the widest point. And therefore, in Svara, he says to measure also at the widest point.
The X in his time are the same. And the X in his time are the same size as the other.
Hold on. Now. So 1 second. Now, the assumption is, the Gaon have told me, and as I told you before, the archaeological assumption is, as I've seen, the eggs haven't changed, neither have Zaysen. They seem to be the same. So the Rambam, if you measure from here, simply got the right shiurim because they all work out. If you measure here, you get a different shiur, and then they don't work out. Now, does that mean they were wrong? Did they make a mistake by measuring the thicker shiur? So hold on. Let me tell you something interesting. This is Lule de Mistafina. Rababa once said in a shir, he was quoting a shach. Lule de Mistafina. He was quoting a shach. This is Lule de Mistafina. Mashma, I ken Mistafina. So I'm saying, and he ken Mistafina. I am Mistafina. So this is not a psak. Hear me out for a moment. Rav Neuwirth from Kaltaira once told my son that he went all around Eretz Yisrael measuring mikvahs. Mikvahs. Mikvos. Mikvaot. And he found something very strange. He says he got mikvos with the smaller shear, and he got mikvos with the larger shear. Now, he told me, you could say... No, I'm talking about from Chazal, from Zmanim, from Bayis Sheni, I'm talking about. Bayis Sheni mikvos. They're all over the place. There are many. There are no mikvos from Bayis Rishon. All mikvos ever only from Bayis Sheni, which is not interesting. That's another shmooz. But the Bayis Sheni mikvos, he found them in two shirim. So he told my son something interesting. He said, you could say, well, so really it's a riot of the smaller shear, and they just happened to make mikvos bigger. But he said, it was very odd to him. So you'd expect to find a whole gamut from the lower shear up. But they're either here or they're there. There's nothing in between. So, Lule de Mistafina, what I think is happening is this. Chazal gave a shear of how to measure a mikvah. And they told me how to do it. Amal, Amal, Gimel Amal. And everyone, that's a shear that was given l'chol yochid v'yochid to measure on his own. V'horaya. On daf dalid, you have a sugya about gefen k'dei revi'is yayin l'nozir. And the Gemara says, based on the Rashi's pshat, Taisa's pshat, Taisa brings that pshat, that the shear of wine is quite a larger shear than water. I don't understand. Is revi'is a volume? It's not a volume. Vaistois, the way you measured was you put it into the revi'is cup, and whatever filled the cup, that was it. A yayin cup, until it spills over, would be actually more than water because, surface tension, the wine will stick on before it pours over. You'll get it, it'll fill out the rim. Like the Lashon of the Rishonim in a yayin for a kais mole, they say it should go over the brim. It has this, the brim over there. Wine, you can do that. You can't do the war. It's a midah. Everyone was given an ability to make midahs. Look at the Lashon HaGa'inim. He says, "V'ein mishtanin miyushira beitz meperis et tolu oisam b'dayte shalaroya." Each person according to the way he sees. So, it wasn't pshat that they had made a mistake. It looks like, I'm Ludin Mistafina. It looks to me like somewhere Mishire here and somewhere Mishire here. Chazal didn't say where you're Mishire. So you got two different shirim. I don't think one was right, one was wrong. There were two shirim. However, because there was no specific shir, it looks as though Chazal were Meshayer Lefi, the smaller shir. And that's why they came out to it. They said, Veshiru Chachamim Memsa. They got to a shir of Memsa, which is a shir Beitz, which seems to be a smaller shir.
Why? Because it's water?
No, because when you start, when the Amas come out small, you're going to get a shir that is fits the Beitzim and the Kazesim of their time. Now, I missed the Fina, because it's clear that we've shown them Paskin the Din, at least in terms of lengths. They clearly Paskined it. They clearly said you measure from the wider spot. They clearly said that. But in the Shirim of Kazesim and Kibetza, I don't see anywhere, nobody talked about the fact that there was a problem with the shir. The shir was right. You go according to the Beitz and the Kazais you have of your time. And when they were confronted with the stira, well, they scratched their heads and said, I don't know. But they said something very interesting. They said, you follow the Mida. And now you have to look at each case, how the halacha was formulated. So when Rav Chista makes a statement, Revi shel ter etzbaim al etzbaim berum etzbaim v'chatzi etzba v'chaymish etzba, and then he goes ahead and says kidesanya, and he goes through a whole brisa, and he says ama lama berum ap shalish amais v'shiru chachamim shir mem mikvar baim sa. What's he doing? He's working backwards. The shir of a mikvah was stated in amas. From amas Chazal got to a sa. From sa, Rav Chista works backwards. He knows he's looking for a size of a quarter of a loik, which is a kibetza. So he's looking from there now, and Cheshbin telling you back now what the amas are. These shirim work perfectly according to the Rambam. According to those, it doesn't work so well. Why? Once again, it looks to me, this is the whole issue. Now, comes out, according to this, I'm not passing any shaylas, but I am saying this. There is clearly a machlekes rishonim in length, in tefachim and amas. There's a machlekes rishonim. Anyone who tells you the Chazon Ish said I got this because niskatnu beitzim, I got this. I have to conclude the entire. I didn't see anyone say beferish you measure according to the smaller shear. I didn't see it. Although I would send you to, I couldn't find it. I saw it once upon a time many years ago. There's a sefer that Machon Yerushalayim sells called Maraz Binga on Hilchos Tzitzis. He was a contemporary. He was, in fact, a mechutin of the Maril. And in there, he actually tells you how to measure from the top of the finger, from the top of the thumb. He tells you how to look, how to cheshbon. He says when the finger begins to bend. It's hard to do when the finger begins to bend inward. There is clearly a machlekes rishonim in length. I don't see a machlekes rishonim in terms of kezayis and kebetza. The goyim actually went out on a limb, made a statement. They don't change. They go kol dor v'dor. So that lulei de mistafina, that's what it looks like. And from practical, from the point of view, from the way the cheshbonis of the Gemara, it looks like there were two shirim and you could use either one. What's this got to do with us? Well, a daiti everything. What I mean is this. See, this issue of how to measure the ama or the etzbos, whether to do it at seivos or seichikos, it looks to me like there is no specific shear. Some people could measure with their fingers close together, and some don't measure like that. So really, both shearim are conceivable, because the halacha is to measure. You measured it out. The same way we do it over here in Geffen, it's telling you how to do it. People had to measure. Yeah, there was an amah, there was a mitzvah of how to measure. And you have to look at the initial shear. The Chazon Ish already deals with this. You have to look at the shear and know how to measure. However, Chazal here made a statement. It has a big nafkamina. Is noged to the gavra, or is noged to a tzibur? When you're dealing with a mavui, there are different kinds of people. Some will measure like this, you know, and some will measure, you know, they're not so careful. So Chazal said, when you're looking at Mavui, which is many people, Sukkah, it can be you can, friends can also sit in the Sukkah, or even Kilayim, it's no gate of people, so it's Sibor. Then you have to take everybody into account. This shir is a derabanan on this issue. It's telling you for this, you have to measure this way. For these, you measure this way. But when you're dealing with how far I can carry in Rishus HaRabim, that goes according to the Gavra. You measure. And it's telling you a person has an option. He can measure this way, he can measure this way. So it's saying a person has the option. If he doesn't want to squeeze his fingers together, he can do that too. That's a kosher measurement. Both are kosher measurements. That's also a kosher measurement. And therefore the shear is going to be the more wider shear. So it's not a suffix. The assumption was it's not a suffix. It's vadai. They're both true. Midos can be measured. It's according to the measurer. Now the Chazon Ish actually came close to saying it, and then he like drops off. He says, Midu lehayakan michshul aderis harishonim the shapir chosh was midas achalav aravis alpia beitzim the zeu bechal daitel shel roya kolzman shel nisbarlem cheshbon acher. Ve'efshir deyesh yeshrus. Listen to this. Ve'efshir deyesh rishus likboya midas achal alpia beitzim av sheyadua sheis katnu. Even if they got smaller, you can measure it that way because that's what Chazal said. Void de leolam lechriya alpia beitzim de kosha lamad abenonis. They couldn't be machriya. Goes through the whole cheshbon. He says it's possible that they left it like that. Then he goes, Miu achar shenikba halacha al pi anoyde b'Yehuda v'agro v'amraz margolius v'chsam sefer etc. v'nispashta ha'iro kach havi kilu kava based in the chol Yisrael samido. So he came close. He said it. He actually says the svara. He says it was given over to everybody to measure as they saw. But, he says, after there was a psak already from the Achronim, includes the Goyin in there, that's an issue in the Maaser Rav, what it means. But he says that Achrei the Achronim saw the issue, we have to go bust to the larger shear. So, the bottom line is, and I'm going to prove it to you, because in the previous, when Abaye, there was a din of whether or not Amos are five or six. Then the Gemara goes on and says, no. Rav, he says, Kol Amos Bama Bashisha, Beseder. Did you know what's the shear of a hadas? Anybody know? Huh?
Three
tvachim. Did you look up the halach? Did you look up Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it will tell you it's 2.5. Because the Gemara comes out of there. Rabbi Tarfon was talking about an amma that was 5 tvachim. So the 3 amma, the 3 tvachim, is actually less. It comes out to 2.5. Look it up. So Machlokes Rishonim, whether that's the Maskan or not, in Mechaber, it's Paskin 2.5. What's going on? Because there were 2 Amas. There was an Amma of 5 and an Amma of 6. And Rav is telling you that when it comes to the Midas of Chachamim, there's been a Psak. He understands that it's always Meduber and 6. I, Rabbi Tarfon, look at the Rishonim there and see and understand it. But that's the idea. The idea is that the midas were given to be done in such a way, l'chol dor v'dor. This machlokes is not a suffix. They're both true. And so what do we come out? We're coming out, it's a machlokes Rishonim l'daiti in terms of tefachim. In terms of the cheshbon of the Gemara, Ludi the Mistafina, it looks like they cheshbon this way. We find all over, sometimes they measure this, sometimes this doesn't mean they were wrong. You had your choice how to measure. Chazal were saying you could measure this way and get a smaller shear. But a libet emes, machlekes rishonim in the length, in terms of the kibbetz and the kezayis, I don't see a machlekes rishonim. They actually had the problem and said nothing. They just said you have to be machmir, you follow the shear. And the goyim said you can follow the kezayis of kol dor v'dor. Okay, guys.
How do you
huh?
It was a rabbi, you're saying that
Mavoi
is also like
doing the rabbi.
Gave you the thought today, huh?
Says you have to be 35.
What?
Chazal says you have to be 35. So he wants 35. 35.